I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Top officials from the government-sponsored mortgage giant Fannie Mae are on Capitol Hill today testifying, and they are not having a good time. There are many hard questions about their accounting practices, especially questions from a recent report. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, first of all, remind us, what is Fannie Mae?
Well, basically what Fannie Mae does is it buys mortgages from banks. Banks will bundle mortgages together and put them in a portfolio and sell them to Fannie Mae. And right now, Fannie finances one out of every five mortgages in this country. And they then make money by reselling those mortgages again on the open market or sitting on them and making money off the interest that comes in.
But this is a government-sponsored company. What are they? What is it they're accused of doing? Is this something like the accounting scandals we've seen in corporate America the last 3 years?
Well, most of those corporate scandals were where companies were inflating their revenues and inflating their incomes so that they looked better in their quarterly and annual reports than they actually were doing. That wasn't the case here. Duke University securities law professor James Cox says that instead they tried to smooth out any variability in their earnings from year to year.
They were in an industry that was inherently volatile, that is, good years and bad years, depending on what happened with interest rates, would cause a lot of wide swings in the reported income. Investors don't like those wide swings, and so as a result, Fannie Mae clipped the peaks and filled in the valleys.
And this is what's in a recent report from the federal agency that oversees Fannie Mae. Investigators there talked about a cookie jar, a slush fund of sorts, where when times were good, the company would use accounting practices that would understate their income, and then they'd stash that away in an account somewhere else. And then in the bad years, they'd pull out all those goodies out of the cookie jar and fill in where they needed to go on the books. And on the outside, all investors saw was very smooth, very steady growth at the company.
But there's no allegation that they're actually stealing the money or using it for
No.
personal. Yeah.
No, no, no. This is really all about just making the books look really good from year to year.
Okay, so what do the executives say?
Well, frankly, they haven't said much, and that's why Congress wanted to hear from both the CEO, Franklin Raines, and the CFO, Tim Howard, today. Raines has said at today's hearing that this is really all a matter of interpretation of complex accounting rules. He also denied another accusation in the report that some of the accounting tricks did help executives there earn huge bonuses. The SEC and the Justice Department also investigating this, by the way, and most analysts are predicting that there's a really big overhaul coming in both top management and the way Fannie Mae conducts its business. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into a complaint filed by the U.S. trade authorities over European subsidies to Airbus.
Thank you, Tess, of Public Radio's Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.